Today is the vigil of this most important feast, and it's not so evident in this rite, but in the other rites of the church. It is a double feast. It's according to the law of Moses. Women were not allowed to go to the temple for 40 days. And so this feast is also the feast of the purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary, as well as the presentation of her Son, who is also the Son of God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So it is a double feast, a doubly blessed feast. Of course, it's also first Saturday of the month, which makes it a triple feast for us here in this parish and shrine. And of course, as we mention every year, the Blessed Mother had no need of being purified, but it was the will of God, the Holy Spirit, who told her that she must do this so that others would follow their example, that she should go to the temple. Though she did not need to be purified, she was the Immaculate Conception. Her Son did not need to be purified nor presented in his own temple, because he is not only the Son of Man, he is the Son of God. He is the Messiah, the one who has come to bring his light to all the nations, as Saint Simeon the prophet sang, and which the church repeats every night in the office of Compline. And so we celebrate this vigil. Tomorrow is the real feast. It is the 40th day of Christmas. And with the completion of tomorrow's feast, and with the praying or singing of Vespers, the second Vespers of tomorrow's feast, ends the season of Christmas. And so we give thanks to God for these 40 days of joy and happiness, of glory that we have experienced. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.